tax franchises. Greedy Jews who didn't care at all about their own people, who had no religious passions whatsoever and could somehow benefit from pagan, idolatrous Gentile occupation, bought those tax franchises and strong-armed people out of their money, taking what Rome required and everything else they could get. It became a way to operate a criminal operation. They were sort of the Israeli mafia. They were surrounded by thugs, people who could extract the money out of people to fill their coffers. They were unsynagogued. They were disassociated from society. They were put out of families. They were considered to be outside the purposes of God. They were the traitors of all traitors, hated by the people. And then there's the term sinners, which just collects the thugs that went along with the tax collectors, as well as all the low-life criminals and prostitutes that occupied the base level of immoral activity in Israel. These are the kind of people of whom the rabbi said, "Let not anyone associate with such people, not even to bring them near to the law of God." But they were the ones who came to Jesus. They were the ones who heard and listened. Verse 2 says, "And both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble or murmur, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.'" These are the self-appointed elite. These are the religious leaders of Israel. They had plied their legalistic religion through the local synagogues, and so they really had the ears of the people. They were in every town and every village and every neighborhood through the synagogue. They really owned the synagogue layout, and that's what dominated the life of Israel. They were self-righteous. They believed that you earned your way into God's kingdom by being moral on the outside, fulfilling all the ceremonies that were required of you. They were the in people. They were the pure and the holy, far too pure and too holy to be polluted by any association with sinners. And when they saw Jesus associating with sinners, they drew one single conclusion. He is satanic because he hangs around Satan's people. These people were the people who were self-appointed religious, holy people who looked down on Jesus, and this was a malicious attitude they had toward him, in which they assigned him a place with Satan in the kingdom of darkness. They said he does what he does by the power of Satan. This sets up the scene. Jesus is doing the work of God, which is the redemption of sinners. That's what glorifies God. That's what gives